Heather McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have one of your favorites. It is his month, you guys. It is June, and it is Justin Martindale.
Ugh.
Just took off his sunglasses. He's changed a lot in the last 24 hours.
A new day.
We have so much to get into.
Yes, let's go.
First, let's just talk about how we're spending part of Pride doing a show together in Napa, June 17th. I was looking at it. June 17th, 5:30 and 8:30. There's the meet and greet that you can buy tickets for in between. Justin will be there. I will be there. And I also have some exciting news.
There will be wine.
There will be wine. Okay. And Julie Goldman of Brandy and Julie, she's going to also make an appearance.
Oh, she is?
Yes, before you.
Oh, Pride.
Yes. And
the two of us, the shenanigans we get into, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. No, but it'll be really fun.
It's good.
And then we're going to just wreak havoc over the weekend there.
Julie's also security for the weekend. So don't even try.
I have sheriffs. I have cops coming. I have so many Juicy Scooper husbands coming that are like in law enforcement. So I think we'll be safe.
Good.
And then also I want to say, we're going to be there, you guys. We're coming in Thursday night. We don't have a dinner reservation.
We don't.
We're staying in St. Helena, but whatever. We can get other places. So if you want to DM me and you have a suggestion, you can get us a dinner reservation. Thursday night, there'll be four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, there'll be eight of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't made any plans.
I'm so glad we thought ahead.
Okay, let's get into the juice. Okay, we were in the middle of recording our show and got the breaking news around 3 o'clock on the East Coast, 12 o'clock here, that they had a verdict. We watched it, Justin and I, and so in a nutshell, you probably know by now, but they sided with Johnny on there were like a couple different articles that they had to go through.
Yeah.
One, they said you owe him $10 million because he's proved defamation. And the other one, Amber, five. So she owed $15
million. Uh-huh.
Then they went through all the time she said that he defamed her with articles and saying that it was an abuse hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And they did say that she proved defamation as well.
Yeah.
But they only awarded her $2 million for that.
And then they also awarded her zero.
on something
on
else.
On the other, yeah, they were like, she gets zero.
So 15 minus two.
13.
Sorry, 15 minus two equals 13. She owes him $13 million. So half of my prediction was right.
Mm-hmm.
I said that he would prevail, but I did not think that they would say that she owed that much.
Yeah, hopefully her cameo in Aquaman 2 will...
Maybe she'll start doing cameos.
Ooh, she's like, my cameos are $13 million a cameo. Sign up now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is great for Johnny. I'm honestly, I think this is a very pivotal moment in pop culture because I feel like this is the first, like, Me Too hoax that's been proven to be false and slanderous. You know, it's like
we're supposed to
say believe all women. And like now it's like this one was not telling the truth.
Well, I always thought that was a weird statement, believe all women, because I'm like, no, you shouldn't, because for that exact reason.
Exactly. This
and
is the first
half
time.
Half of our society are not women. So what the fuck does that say? But I do think this is huge for domestic violence victims.
Yes.
It's huge for guys that have been accused falsely. It's huge for First Amendment right, defamation, what you can say, what you can't say, the implications of saying something like this. So Johnny already would, you know, I saw that he already has one movie in the works and she has two other projects in the works. So I guess she will just have to, I don't know that she can write a check for 13. I don't know if she can try to get back with Elon Musk. He was just seen over in Cannes with a 27-year-old girlfriend enjoying some lunch. I don't know that we ever got real confirmation that her baby is Elon's baby because it was through IVF. So I find that very weird that he would go down the path of like giving her his sperm in a technical way. I mean, I could see that they were boning. They were having scheduled threesomes. So if it'd be different if she got pregnant naturally, mm-hmm. I believe that might be his. I don't know how much child support she gets from him. I don't know how she's going to pay this or what.
I'm still, you said scheduled threesomes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said. You know, just a good old-fashioned scheduled threesome.
Yeah.
Obviously, Johnny and Amber have the money to pay the court fees, which a lot of people don't really have.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think this is a very pivotal moment of justice for someone who's been falsely accused of domestic violence.
And we've had a few years of people being caught in massive lies or
scandals,
untruths.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett mm-hmm. lied about something very serious that hurt the actual victims of hate crimes.
Yeah.
Then Sherry Papini got caught for lying about being kidnapped, which hurt actual kidnapping victims as well as Mexican lesbians because mm-hmm. She never said they were lesbians, but I just thought they said it was two girls working together, so I just assumed they were a couple. But anyway, the whole thing was made up, and so it's like, God, don't make up shit. I don't know. I am surprised. So I am a little bit surprised about the amount of money, but maybe some people in Virginia think she can come up with that.
She didn't flinch.
She's making $2 million on, you know, Aquaman 2, even though she won't be asked back. But maybe she's more famous than ever. Maybe. I kind of thought her career is screwed and, like, she'll just be doing Randall Emmett films. But I don't know. Oh, yeah. It seems like everyone comes back.
She'll be selling Nutribullets on QVC or something soon. It's like
flat tummy tea.
I don't think... If anything, Ryan Murphy is going to be doing the American Crime Story, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard spinoff.
I don't think this movie's going to happen.
Miniseries. It'll be a series.
I don't know that it'll happen right away, though.
No.
People need a cleanse. I think these things do better like 15 years from now.
Yeah.
When people at home, like when younger people don't actually know every inch of the story.
Sarah Paulson as Johnny Depp. We're going to do a gender flip.
Yes.
Sarah Paulson's going to play Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Because
Sarah Paulson has to be in every Ryan Murphy movie.
Yes.
I don't know what she could be in this.
Johnny Depp. I'm like standing my ground. She's going to like get her hair, you know, and have the mustache, and it's going to be prosthetics.
Okay.
And it'll be Sarah Paulson as Johnny Depp.
Maybe it will be sooner than we think.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are going to be sad this is over, and a lot of people are going to be happy.
I'm on the latter.
I
feel like it's just like, okay, we did it.
I feel like we did it.
We
like,
honestly were going through that whole verdict.
We did
and
it,
we were
Joe.
Like, yes. Yes. Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
What'd you say?
Whenever I hear we did it, I just always think of Kamala Harris. We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
We did it.
We did it. We did it, Joe.
I was getting gas in my car.
I always say that.
I was getting gas in my car and it went over $100, and I'd seen someone did a TikTok where they said that, and they just had her voice go, we did it. We did it, Joe.
I always say it.
Oh,
we did it, Joe.
We got through it, you guys.
Yeah.
Juicy Scoopers. Some of you were not happy with me and my coverage of
it. But you know what? Do you feel validated now? Because people were like, Heather.
I think I'm pretty right, except about the amount. I thought it would be under 7 million.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be under 7 million.
But it was 13.
So there you go. I will say this, though. I do think they're the two worst people that ever got romantically involved with mm-hmm. each other. They were both horrible for each other.
Toxic.
But I also think that just because someone is horrible to you doesn't mean that they were horrible to their other girlfriends mm-hmm. or that they'll be horrible to their future girlfriends. And same with her. Like, So I kind of feel like the when they were parading his ex-girlfriends or wanting to parade his ex-girlfriends. I mean, they did because she brought up Kate Moss. But, like, I think they originally said no to that because it's, like, it's the same thing of, like, well, Harvey Weinstein was always nice to me, you know, like. But I do know couples that were absolutely horrible to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gone on to actually be a really good husband to someone else and a really good partner, you know, like.
Yeah.
So I just really think they were just the worst match ever.
And that
they
happens.
Brought the worst out of each other.
Yeah.
But I know people are very happy that, you know, Johnny is got his day. He's performing. Kate Moss went to go see him perform. He got standing ovations. And this is what he wanted. This is what he set out to prove, that this was just absolutely not true. And the jury believed it.
And at the end of the day, none of us know them personally.
True that.
So it was entertaining. It was fun to talk about. But we don't know them personally.
And nobody knows what really happened.
Yeah.
And there you go. Well, moving on here. Well, it's Pride Month, but it's also Wedding Month.
Yes, it is.
A lot of weddings are coming this summer. And Ramona Singer has done it again. She did an Instagram story. And she was like, I just got the most beautiful, elegant, absolutely stunning, creative wedding invitations. And I get a lot of them. I get invited to a lot of weddings. I'm a really great girl. And let me just show you how beautiful it is. And she shows the wedding invitation, which is like Lucite. And it's all the information of a big celebrity wedding, Teresa of Real Housewives of New Jersey, and Louie. And then in it, people then not only screen grabbed that and figured out the date, it's August 6th, it's at some castle or whatever in New Jersey, but then they were able to get the RSVP password and go into the wedding website and find out everyone who is invited.
Oh my God.
Who has already RSVP'd. Andy Cohen is invited with a plus one, but he doesn't know he's bringing anyone yet. Ramona RSVP'd. Avery, her daughter, was invited but can't come. Jill Zarin is coming. Then they also found out who her bridesmaids were.
Wow.
She's not inviting her sister-in-law, Melissa, because they have
their
frenemies. Mm-hmm. But Luann of New York is a bridesmaid. All the girls that she was on Ultimate Girls Trip with are coming to the wedding. I want to say Kenya. Is Kenya a bridesmaid? Kenya's a bridesmaid, too. And so everyone's like, oh, my God, is she going to be, like, disinvited?
She has to be.
I think Teresa might be mad, and then she might realize, like, oh, who cares? I mean, it's going to be filmed for the show. It's in the height of the filming. And they would have security anyway. But obviously, she probably wanted to reveal these surprises. And now they're done.
She didn't even think. I don't even think she thought about this. I think she's just...
Well, she's here to defend herself.
Oh,
so
she is.
I want you to be a reporter. Like, I'm just, you know, maybe I'm walking on the red carpet or something, and you're going to ask me about what happened and the backlash. Hi. Oh,
Ramona,
here?
Ramona, okay. Ramona, hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Channel 5.5 News. We saw that you released the wedding invitation leak of the century. What was going through your vapid head?
Okay, you know what? I want to just tell you right now, okay, I really don't appreciate that question.
Okay.
Because I'm here for a really important charity.
Oh.
Yeah, I am, but because I support women, I also support charities, and I also support love, okay?
Okay.
So when I saw the beautiful invitation from Teresa, I wanted her to know that I thought it was really stunning, and I wanted people to know that even though my husband cheated on me, and I'm a single girl, and I'm looking for some hot guys, I'm really happy when someone else finds a hot guy. And it's like, everyone just jumped down on me. I think Jill Zarin's behind this.
Okay.
I really do, because all of a sudden, all the press knew about it, you know? Mm. And I was like, really? How does the press know about this, you know? And Jill Zarin, through all of our years, you know, she would always go right to the press. And you know who wrote the article? You know who wrote the article? Page 6.
Page 6. So you're saying that Jill took the picture and posted it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Like, I'm not that great at social media, but you know what? She follows me.
Okay.
So she follows me. So I think she saw the story. I think she let Teresa know that, like, I made a little snafu. I really wasn't trying to do anything bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been cooking a lot. I've been entertaining. I've been having really nice times at a place in the Hamptons. And you know, I was just thinking, like, isn't this a lovely invitation?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up. What is that smell? Did someone poop? What is that?
Oh. Okay, you know what? I really kind of find that disturbing because that happened once on the show, okay? And I had my stomach is very sensitive.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, and a lot of people bring that up. Thank God there's Amber Turd, okay? Because now she's taken a lot of the heat off of my accidental shitting. But you know what? In this case, yeah, you know what? Did I make a big shit? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. And I'm really sorry to Teresa. So far, I haven't heard from her. So I'm assuming I can still come. It's going to be a little embarrassing, but I'm really happy for her. And that's it. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. The biggest heart of anybody I know, and I'm really, really sorry.
Thank you, Ramona. Thank you for admitting that you stepped in it.
Thank you. I was just, when you said that, I was a little concerned that I really had like a shit leak. That was, I'm like, we don't even have a bathroom in this place.
That was theater. That was so good. Thank you. That was fantastic.
So also getting into wedding month, Jamie Lee Curtis's trans daughter that goes by Ruby, got married to her wife, Kinthea.
I'm sorry, what?
Kinthea is her name.
Kinthea. Kinthea.
Like Cynthia, but Kinthea.
Or is it Cynthia with a K? Uh-oh.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Does anything so anymore?
Okay. anyway, people, who cares that she's, you know, trans, whatever. It is a different look of a wedding.
What do you mean?
It was in Jamie Lee's backyard where she said her other daughter got married as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up. And they're wearing these crazy costumes. But I don't recognize what these things are. But it says it was a cosplay wedding, which is, I looked it up, it's a costume. Like, you could be any character.
You dress up. Yeah, it's a big thing.
And then, so Annie looked it up and she said, no, the theme was what?
World of Warcraft.
Got it. I think they are Warcraft people.
Yes.
But I think there was a miscommunication. Maybe they didn't send out as nice of an invitation as Teresa that really cleared it out.
Right.
Because the other people in the background were just normal. Like, there was a Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
There was, who's the other guy? The Tom Hanks
Woody.
Character?
Woody.
There was Woody. There were, like, just characters. So.
Well, the thing with World of Warcraft is I think you can design your own characters. So even if they did cosplay.
You can, but there's not, like, Woody.
No, I know. But, like, Comic-Con.
No, I just think the
Annie's a nerd, by the way.
I just think. I think the audience.
Knew this? Is that a dragon coming out of their head?
No, but like, but my son said, is that a third boob? Is that part of her costume?
That's not a third boob.
I don't think that's a third boob.
No, that's just underarm.
Her arm,
that's
right?
That's a FUPA underarm.
Oh. Anyway.
But I think, cosplays Woody, Buzz. It's like San Diego Comic-Con. That's like,
okay.
It's like where they dress up. But I mean, if it's World of Warcraft, Woody and Buzz because that's not the theme.
Listen, I never want to miss a wedding, especially if it's at Jamie Lee's house in, I don't know, West LA or something in a nice backyard. But I woke up in the middle of the night wondering what would I wear if I was invited to this because I looked up the cosplay and I'm like, okay, easy. I'm going to be Pretty Woman. Peter's going to be Richard Gere.
Yes.
I wear the red dress. We're going to the thing in San Francisco. Then I thought, I hate wearing heels in someone's backyard. And I looked at some photos and there's grass and there's like uneven like stones.
Mm-mm.
And then I saw this and I was like, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
I guess people didn't know. I guess they gave them the option of dressing as something else.
What if you like, what if like Peter went as like Mario and you went as like Princess Peach or something?
I don't know. You know what? I really don't like costume parties.
You don't?
I don't know. I just feel like the whole night is talked about, oh my God, look at you. And like, you're not really talking about life anymore. It's all talking about your outfit or your costume. And like,
you look great.
Oh
that's
my God,
so funny.
That's so clever.
You
Did
are
you
so
see?
Funny.
Did you see?
You guys, look at Heather. Look at her.
Oh my, you look like her.
You look like her. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway. Okay, here's another picture you can see.
Oh, look! Oh, this is fun.
Wait, is Is that E.T.? What is that next to?
No, that's some guy dressed up as face? Woody. That's like a 101 South.
But is that that
overpass
guy's...
Woody? That's Woody and what's the little girl?
Jessie.
Yes. The little doll. Yeah. And then who else is there?
I mean, I would have
dressed up as Waldo and just been in the middle of the crowd.
I don't know. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Also in love is this girl who is in love mm-hmm. with well, can you look up what she called it? Okay, she says she's not, you know, she's not gay or anything. It's called when you're sexually attracted to inanimate objects. It's called what? It's called, if you read the whole article, it says it's called...
insane?
Anyway, she's in love with a Boeing plane.
Oh, okay.
So she goes on the Boeing plane and flies on the Boeing plane as much as she can because this is who is her life partner and she loves it.
So she's getting miles.
Objectum sexual. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I remember seeing there was a show about
Strange
this.
Strange Addiction, where the guy was in love with his car, and then he started, like, humping it.
Yes.
And then they had to cut to commercial. He was like, my favorite part about her is the tailpipe. Oh.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's like, he's strong.
He's big.
Oh, yeah. So she does refer to the plane as her boyfriend.
Okay.
And, but I guess I don't think she's just going on that particular plane, the Boeing one.
Yeah. What happens if she looks at another Boeing?
I don't know. But
are there feelings?
But even her toy planes that she, like, who knows what she does with them.
Wait,
it's like, are you
toy
cheating?
Planes?
She has toy planes that she's photographed with, but then she also goes on the plane and rides a lot.
Oh, I bet.
And then some people just have a traditional looking wedding.
Boring.
This is Annie's sister.
I know.
And she's very pretty. Now, she did step out of the box.
She looks
great.
She
had a white dress with beautiful green, like, floral on it. And she had an emerald, not a diamond ring.
Oh, really?
So this is the Texas wedding.
Oh, where? In Texas?
And this is...
Austin. That's a hill country.
And this is the L.A. wedding.
Yeah, that's the L.A.
The cosplay wedding is L.A.
Yeah. This is Austin. I love that. What is that on her dress? Freesia?
Lily of the Valley.
I mean, stunning.
Your mom looks gorgeous, too.
Also, good news, Spencer and Heidi are pregnant with their second child. Pratt Daddy. Spidey procreating.
Very
nice.
It has begun. I'm very excited for them. That's great.
This wasn't great.
What?
This teacher who's 28 was charged with sending naked photos and a video to a student 16 after telling him she heard rumors that he liked her. I mean, how far does that go? Who's your favorite teacher? Oh, you know, this whatever, Miss Johnson. She's my English teacher. Hey, Joey said that you're his favorite teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So flattered.
Oh, my God.
Did you do your math homework, tit shot? Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Yeah. That's so weird. It's like, my favorite letters we're going to focus on this week are D and M. Slide into them.
Yeah.
It's just so weird to me. Why?
I just cannot believe how many female teachers.
So, okay. Yes. I feel like teachers... are like hooking up with their students, and then like that's like a female thing.
I know it's not happening a lot,
but it is in the news a lot.
In the news a lot, but like I have two friends that were teachers, and they were both very attractive their whole lives, and they were like laughing about it. They're like, I just don't think anything would be worse. Like these kids are gross. Like what are you talking about?
Oh, they stink.
Like
yeah.
Who wants to get with them?
Ugh. I had a teacher who I think had a crush on me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know, but I would like look over, like I would do like, I would get up to the front of the class and read my report or like the story we had to make or
yeah.
Whatever, essays. And I like, there was like a couple times I'd look over and she'd just be like, and she'd like wink.
Do you think she wanted to like fuck you or she thought?
Of course she did. Look at me. Just a scrawny 17-year-old with a long neck and big ears because I haven't filled out yet. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh.
Yeah, she was great, though. I passed her class.
Oh, speaking of wedding stuff.
Yeah, Stassi.
So Stassi had her wedding. Mm-hmm. It was going to be 200 people before the pandemic. After the pandemic, she got fired from her job on Vanderpump and, like, you know, couldn't go on tour because of the pandemic and all this stuff. So then she's like, okay. So she sent out a letter and she goes, hey, I know you're invited to the Italian wedding before, but you know what? You're not the top 35. So only the top 35 can go. In the top 35 was Jax and Brittany. Jax was her boyfriend for many years. They started out on the show together, and they've all been very, very close. She and Brittany are very close.
Mm-hmm.
And the fiance, now husband, Bo, somehow ended up on a group text with a bunch of guys, or someone sent him a group text in which Jax was saying, like, hey, I'm not going. Months before, they had already RSVP'd and everything. I'm not going because of this reason. I'm not going because of that reason. So finally, he texts him like 2 weeks before. He's like, hey, I heard you said you're not coming. He's like, that's not true. I'm coming. So then he sends him the proof of the group text. And he goes, oh, you're right. I did say that. But no, we are coming. Okay, fine. Because they're like, because we don't have a lot of seats. And like, it's expensive. Yeah. And there's other people that will want to come. 2 hours before Stassi's going to get in a car to go to the airport, she's sitting on her couch. Bags are packed. She's like going over shit. She gets a text from Brittany. Now, she doesn't say Brittany or Jax when she tells the story, but we all know it's Brittany and Jax. And reality blur believes it's Brittany and Jax. Brittany writes a super long text saying, like, I'm so sorry, we can't go for this reason. Also, my mom's friend passed, and now we don't have a sitter and all this stuff. But the main reason, which people are guessing, it could be because he's had some tax issues, so they may have taken his passport.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the reason or not, but that's something that he would have known a long time ago, obviously. He wouldn't have known it 2 hours before.
No.
For weeks.
That wedding looks gorgeous, though.
I really think that's shitty. How do you know?
It is shitty.
And it's like, how do you not know? It's a really far away destination wedding. No one is going to give you shit for not going. That's why people have destination weddings, because they're hoping that most of you won't come.
That's the whole point. Oh, you can't make it? Oh, no.
They're like, the only people that are going to be there are going to be ones that have bells on. They're ready to party for 3 days. They're ready to spend money. They don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, and they planned it. They're not going to flake the day out because they have to get on a plane.
Yeah, that is pretty lame. But, I mean, it's Jax.
I don't know.
I mean, what do we expect, right?
Anyway, thought that was kind of juicy. Also, Lisa Vanderpump said that that she did text PK and Dorit when Dorit got robbed. PK said he never got a text. She showed her phone to, like, page six and said, look, I really did text him. And it says red, but he never wrote back.
How big is the font, do we think, on Lisa Vanderpump's phone?
Pretty big.
It's a big font. She's like, look, it's right here. I did it.
Oh, no, come on. I absolutely did text him. I thought it was absolutely horrible. But you know what? If they wouldn't have gotten rid of the dog, maybe it would have alerted them that the robbers were there. I mean, all my Vanderpump dogs are very, very good guard dogs and very high security.
I'm watching this season of Beverly Hills. Evan got me on it.
It is good.
It's good. And can I just say my favorite part, I think, is Lisa's glam.
You like all
with
the wigs.
The long hair. Oh, she looks so good.
I mean, her body and her face. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's 60 or about to be 60. I mean, say what you will about plastic surgery, but it fucking looks good on
her. She looks sickening, yes.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. Todd Chrisley.
Oh.
I've been talking about this.
Happy Pride!
There was a little bit more that came out today in the trial.
Was it him?
Their whole case, their whole defense is this guy that worked for them was obsessed, and he did this all on his own because he wanted to be Todd Chrisley.
Sure.
And they're not like admitting to the affair, but that does I think a jury probably believes the affair, and maybe when the affair I almost think the affair is helping the Todd Chrisley defense, because it makes more sense that you'd hire this guy, that you guys would be romantic for a year, and then when the affair ended, he might be so bitter and obsessed and, like, still, you know, churning for your love mm-hmm. that he acts in this reckless way. Because their defense is that we did not do any of this stuff. He did it all
yeah.
and didn't let me know about it. And the news that came out today is this woman, Donna Cash, went on the stand today for the defense and said, I work for Braddock, and he hated the Chrisleys, was so jealous of them, and he had me forge Todd Chrisley's name on bank statements, and he deleted any emails or deleted any phone messages where a bank was calling and saying you're about to be foreclosed upon, and the house was about to be foreclosed upon mm-hmm. without Todd Chrisley's knowledge. And she called Todd and was like, I can't have you come home with your family that you love so much to the, all your belongings on the street. I need to go against this guy, Braddock, and tell you the truth that we've been forging all this shit and your house is about to be foreclosed upon, so come home now.
This is giving me Peterson vibes. She better stay away from a staircase. That's all I got to say. It's very Peterson.
Yeah. Scott Peterson.
What,
yeah.
He's just forging letters? No. Chris, Todd is telling him to do this. And yes, he's bitter because he wants to be with him. And I'm sure she knew. Toni Collette went on the internet that night with her wine and saw, you know.
Oh, the girl, the staircase, yeah.
Yeah. And so
supposedly.
It's allegedly.
Or she could have put out the two deers, mm-hmm. which alerted the owls in the neighborhood. And then
owls.
The owl scratched her head.
Ugh.
And then she went like this, mm-hmm. went to the staircase, and then it was bleeding. And then mm-hmm. she slipped, and he never heard her until he came up at 2:30 and found her.
I just think it's he's bitter because he wants to, be with Todd. I guess he wants that life. Or he wants a spinoff.
He wanted to be Todd. He wanted the company name of this company that they had where they flipped houses and stuff. He wanted to be his name. Anyway, so that is what they're doing. But then the prosecution said to the Donna Cash lady, yes, but you stayed on for years. If he knew that you were forging his name, why would he? Well, he forged an investigation to find out that Braddock was doing all this, but mm-hmm. there's so many different layers of fraud. It might not be all of it, but I think they're going to get convicted of some. But we'll see.
Will he come out as bisexual?
Maybe in June? No.
Maybe this month?
No, I don't think he will.
You don't think he's going to get on the cover of some magazine and be like, yep, I'm bi?
I don't.
Hey, y'all.
I don't. I think,
you don't think
I
so?
I think that he goes with his narrative to deny it.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Todd Chrisley.
I think Braddock was not only obsessed and jealous, but maybe he was in love with me. And because it was an unrequited love is what got him so insane. But no, I never was with him. Because I don't know that there's any proof that they were together.
No.
And it's not like the state is going to ask to see proof, because that doesn't matter if they fucked or not. It's like, did you do this fraudulent stuff or not?
Unless there's a Todd Chrisley sex tape.
Ooh. Well, speaking of the sex tape.
Gross. No one asked for that, by the way.
I went on the deep dive on the last show about when Lindsay said that Todd and her half-brother Chase were trying to explore her with a sex tape. And then she totally turned and was like, no, she's taken all these posts down. She has a podcast. She's like, I'm not talking on the podcast. I'm just going to the trial and supporting my dad. Because she realizes the money train's going to end if he goes to prison.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. He needs to make a sex tape with his wife. Push it out there. Chrisley knows breast.
You know what's... Oh, that's a good one. That
some
is
money.
Good. You know what is
it? Go for it.
You know what's kind of sad? It's like, would anybody even care right now
no
if someone had a sex tape?
No. I honestly...
Right now, if all of a sudden mm-hmm. someone's like, I have a tape of...
Go for it.
I was going to say Kim and Pete, but
no one cares.
But would anybody... I mean, obviously, legally, you couldn't. But I don't know. Or even... Is there a star that if they – it would have to be someone who is living a straight life who has a sex tape with someone of the same sex. That's the only thing people are going to care about.
See, but I would, be into that.
So then you would. That's what I'm saying.
If it was like, it was like Jason Momoa and like Austin Butler or something, I'd be like, oh, okay.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the only way. That's the only scenario that in 2022 the world would care to see your sex tape.
Yeah,
is if it's like a surprising partner, not if it's with your current boyfriend or guy dated 3 years ago. Like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, exactly. the body language. I mean, my God. Oh, this bitch again.
I did not know write that. Okay, so the jury.
It's starting at 3 p.m. today. It just got posted.
What?
It's coming out at 3.
Wait.
What the jury is?
Wait, 3 L.A. time or 3, like 12?
Yeah, let me look.
Because let's talk. Let's go back. We're talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. We're going to know their decision within the hour, maybe. Because they're ahead of us 3 hours.
Are they in New York?
Virginia.
Virginia.
Eastern. So, yeah, within 12
so minutes. I'm gonna
12 minutes?
I'm gonna save it. Yeah. We're gonna go to another topic here. We're moving on, everybody. I
can't wait.
Okay, I watched it.
You did?
Because I don't mean to brag, but I got the premiere. But it'll be out by the time you guys are listening to this, so I can talk about it. Real Housewives of Dubai is what I'm talking about.
What did you think? No?
I don't know. You know, it's a first episode. We don't know anybody. Caroline Stansbury is known because she was on Ladies of London, but that was one of those franchises I didn't really watch.
It wasn't like Housewives.
I mean, right.
God, they're gorgeous, though.
There is this one, though, which is the one that looks
like Iman.
Yes, because she's from the Sudan, and she's a model too.
Gorgeous.
She is awful on the show. She's such a bitch.
No.
Oh my God, she's just like, well, when you're this beautiful and you look, I can't do the accent because I saw it once, but I'll get it down. She's like, oh, I just looked at myself and I was like, you're so gorgeous. You're so perfect. Everyone. And like right off the bat, she hates Caroline Stansbury. And then Caroline doesn't invite her to her like hen party, which is like a bachelorette party. But her husband, who's already her husband, is there. I don't know. They go on a boat. I don't know. Because it's nobody actually from Dubai. There isn't one person that's like, I was born and raised here. I went to this school and now I'm 35 and this is my kid. Every single person came from a different country or their husband is an investment banker and they're there. Like.
And they're just rich.
They're just rich because their husbands.
Because their husbands are rich.
Yeah. And then they start their own businesses and stuff. So
they're all Diane from Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Diane.
Yes.
Diane's the best.
Oh. And she is kind of like Diane because she's got a much younger husband than Caroline Stansbury.
Oh, okay. But that's a great promo shot. I'm not going to lie.
The promo shot, listen, I was tingling. I'm going to continue to watch it.
Yeah.
But it just felt like very much, let's start the conflict right now. You hate Caroline. She hates you. Ian or whatever her name is, the model. You're going to get in a conflict with her because you feel that she's siding with Caroline, not you, and you want her to pick sides. You're not going to be invited to a party off the bat. And then someone's like, I have to sage the air. And it's just like all that same shit.
Yeah. But right at the get-go.
Right. Like right at the get-go.
Hi, I'm so-and-so and I hate her.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know that I'm like that impressed with like, being these people being rich because like their houses,
I'm sure
their houses don't look that great. I didn't think it looked that great. Like one was, I mean, it looked nice,
yeah,
but it wasn't like
Dubai.
Yeah, it wasn't like they are. I mean, and then you know, they talked about how they're. Oh, God.
Wait, what?
They have to go to a pole. This is what's coming up in the season.
Oh, she's got a
pole
letter.
Dancing.
Uh-huh.
It's a foreshadowing of a pole dance class.
Get ready.
So we're going to see them working out. And then
Can't they go to jail for that?
And then they,
what is that?
No, they can. They can wear their types of clothes and stuff.
But I mean, pole dancing, isn't that like, ugh?
I guess we're supposed to think that's like cool.
Okay.
That like, oh, you're breaking the rules. And then the one goes, Alcohol is very restricted here. You can drink in bars and restaurants, but you can't buy liquor at a convenience store. But out on the fake sea, who cares? I'm like, oh, you bitches are crazy. Yeah. And then, like, they're dancing, and then a chair breaks, and they're like, ooh! And that's, like, the foreshadow.
Chair breaks.
That's the preview before the commercial. Like, you might have thought about leaving the show.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a chair that breaks on a boat. So you better fucking stay.
That's their scandalous dinner. That's like, you know, we all have, like, the housewives dinner parties. They have the chair. Which is, you know, could be a spinoff for The Staircase.
And right off the bat, like, I can't stand you. Oh, well, you have to make you have to make everything about yourself. And so.
Just show me the city.
I'm not as excited. The city we've seen. I feel like we've seen it on so many shows.
Yeah.
Super high, tall buildings, those man-made islands. And
they have theme parks and stuff in their hotels.
And then the stuff that I've read, you know, about. Really what it's like for the people that work there, like the people that work like in the homes and the hotels and how they're treated. And there's stories of like, you know, their passports get stolen and they can't go to Stassi's wedding. No, just kidding. But their passports get stolen to keep them there. And I felt like they have a lot of people waiting on them. And this one girl comes to get on the boat and they're like, okay, please remove your shoes. I mean, you're going on a yacht and the girl's got shoes that wrap up all the way
strap,
up to like
the Roman gladiator heels.
Yeah, and then she's like, isn't there someone here to help take these off?
Girl, no.
And then she's like, what kind of budget is this?
What kind of
And they're
budget?
On this big yacht. Oh, she goes, is there a makeup artist on board? And they're like, no. Like, you already came done and ready.
It's a boat.
So I was also like, are they coming in here being like, let's push the glam? Like, let's push the money. Let's overly exaggerate and talk about how much money we have because that's the reason we picked Dubai.
But
I don't know.
That doesn't make you look rich. That just makes you look like a bitch.
I mean, one
take my shoes off, peasant. Get out of here.
One girl, this was kind of cute. One girl, I think it's this girl. She's from Miami, but. She's Jamaican,
mm-hmm.
and then she married some cute English guy, and they have three of the cutest sons,
mm-hmm.
and each one has a different accent. And they're like 7, 5, and 2. So like the 7-year-old is like, can I have some water? And mm-hmm. then the 5-year-old is like, has like a little Jamaican accent.
Uh-oh.
And then the other one just is like, water. Like it was like.
Water
so that I was kind of like, okay, but there you go with that.
Wait, what is this?
I watched a Page Six interview.
Uh-huh.
And they had four girls on. And the clip they put in was, we heard Lindsay Lohan. Would Lindsay Lohan make a good housewife? And
yes.
They're all, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh,
but I was kind of like, this is also not a great start. That the clip of the interview is you asking about someone that's not even on the cast.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Like,
they're like, here's our cast. Would so-and-so be a good addition? They're like, are we not enough?
Yes.
Like, no, we're not.
Like, come on.
But I love Dubai Lindsay Lohan because she's just like, I live in Dubai. Like, she has that weird...
She got a weird accent. You see, that's why it's confusing for these little kids, too.
Yeah, they don't know where they are.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Are we in the desert? Is it a city? Is it a utopia?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but Lindsay Lohan, she could, like, rescue refugees and get slapped in the face.
Well, I have some other not great news.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, there's going to be more of Che Diaz in season 2, according to the writer-creator. Maybe, is he the writer? Is he the creator? Michael Patrick King said he's told Variety about the writer's room, and we're going to see so much more of Che Diaz, the non-binary stand-up comic podcaster turned sitcom star. We're going to get to see so much more of that.
Why?
Because...
Give her own spinoff. I don't need it. I don't want it.
Well, you're going to get it.
I don't want it. You're forcing that lifestyle down my throat. I don't want it.
King believes that they got such an awful reaction... Because it was a non-binary stand-up comic. And you and I, as stand-up comics, said, no, that wasn't why you got a bad reaction. It's because you wrote a human being who was making money as a stand-up comic who was not funny.
Who was not funny.
It's your fault.
I hate that description. I just think it's such a... It's such a kick in the dick because I just think it's just such a lame excuse of like, well, everyone reacted horribly because they were afraid of non-binary people. No, we're not. I hate that. I'm like, no, it was just a weird character who had really long kitchen fingers and was like, got up on stage and was just like, hey, who have I fucked here tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, really cocky about being a player. I think that was kind of offensive.
It was just an unlikable character.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, Miranda, yeah, welcome to my show. You want to toke some weed in an elevator?
Yeah.
No one does that.
And also, it was always, take a breath. Like, very condescending.
Yeah.
Like, Miranda was trying to be nice, yeah. And she keeps, you know, stepping in her own woke shit and was messing up all the time. So she was a little nervous around Che. And Che was just like, why don't you breathe?
Yeah.
Like, what a dick thing to say.
Yeah. And also, like, on a date and, like, the two girls show up and they're like, we both fucked Che. Yeah. And Miranda's like, what is this? And here's the thing. As somebody...
Oh, and then also when Che's like, when Miranda's like, I'm just the girlfriend, she was like,
whoa.
Like, Che didn't like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to be the one that's setting the boundaries of this weird relationship that you started?
I think it was like they were going for this, like, Hollywood rags to riches story that just didn't make sense. First of all, we don't call them comedy concerts. Second of all, there's chairs where people can sit. We don't make people stand for an hour. Maybe we'll do that in Napa. Maybe Che has taught us something.
That's right, we will.
So guys in Napa, you're all standing, so get ready.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're going to have seats. But then also it was at the end where Che's like, guys, I'm going to sing us a song. And then what was the song?
It
was
Girls Just Wanna... I wish they could all be California girls.
Yeah, and then it's like, guys... I'm taping a pilot.
In California, and wish they could all be California girls, so I'm going to stick my fingers in a bunch of California girls, not just you, Miranda, and that's the way I break it to you?
Yeah. And also it's a pilot. So you go tape the pilot, then you come back to New York. It's got to get picked up first.
According to Michael Patrick King, it's going to be picked up. We're going to see a lot of it. But I don't know if I came up with this or Jed Kirkman. So I don't want to take full credit.
What?
We may have come up with it together.
What?
What we really want to happen is that, remember when she said, oh, they're looking at Tony Danza to be my dad, mm-hmm. because she goes, I'm half Irish, half Mexican, mm-hmm. or half Puerto Rican or something? Well, he's not.
No.
So what if then she gets like in a big woke canceled situation
of
not casting a Mexican actor? I hope that's not the case, but I could see that happening.
Michael Patrick King has to go against his own
words.
And I don't like that. I'm going to go back to that because I just think it's so ridiculous how he's saying that, oh, people were afraid because they weren't used to seeing that. I'm like, no, I'm all about visibility and representation. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here. But I hate it when they use it of like, oh, you didn't like it, and this character wasn't as likable
because
you were threatened.
Yeah.
No. The gay community, I saw memes, I saw GIFs, I saw all of it about calling out Che Diaz. And
I think this
is just like, for Variety to put Che Diaz on the cover on the first day of Pride Month, I'm like, come on. Whatever.
Do you feel a little unseen because you're just like a straight?
No, because I have my official Target merch.
But you're just
for Pride.
You're just a gay guy.
Uh huh. I'm more than that.
I don't know. It's not that exciting anymore. It's not that exciting anymore.
I'm more than that. I don't know. I know. What could I do?
I mean, you're white. You have good hair.
Thank you.
And so that's not going to help you.
Here's what I'm going to say.
That's not going to help you.
You know how some comics
you with your Bob's Big Boy hair, that it's looking really good today.
I like it
long like this.
Thank you, I do too.
It is so cute. Do you have a Bob's Big Boy bank or anything?
I did when I was a kid. My grandpa took me to Shoney's. It was called Shoney's, right?
No, it was called Bob's Big Boy.
In the South, it was called Shoney's.
But was it still the Bob's Big Boy guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, right. It's weird. I'm going to say this now.
Yes.
You know how some people, like comics, have been accused of stealing jokes? Like,
yeah.
You know, Amy Schumer's done it. Trying to think.
Carlos Mencia,
which is Joe Rogan. I'm coming out now, no pun intended. on Pride Month, and gonna say this, I feel very attacked because Che Diaz has stolen my hairstyle. I had it first.
You're right. You're right. Uh-huh. Well, and Yep, I'm Che is a tip of the hat to
Ellen DeGeneres. Yes. Yeah.
But I also wanted to say, we were talking about how that she goes by they and them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, that's, I think people have a problem with that because grammatically it's so confusing to people.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they'll start teaching people that if it's, if someone goes by they, but they're a singular human, then it would not be they are dancing. Mm-hmm. It would be they is dancing. They is dancing. And then you'll know it's not two people dancing. Mm-hmm. They're referring to a one human dancing. They is dancing. And then it reminded me of the great movie, The Help, where she would say, Viola Davis said, you is smart. You is kind. Mm-hmm. You is important. Mm-hmm. What we didn't realize in that movie is that she thought this little blonde person was non-binary.
Yeah.
And she was way ahead of her time, the character and the person who wrote the script.
We need to do an updated version of They Help.
Mm-hmm.
And Viola comes back to this little girl who's now grown up and her.
And she has a podcast.
And she has
they
a podcast.
Have a, sorry, they have a podcast.
And we give that same speech to, and but we change it.
No, it would be they has a podcast.
They has a podcast.
Because it would, if it was a she, it would be she has a podcast. Mm-hmm. If it's they have a podcast. So it would be the singular with the plural. So it's they, so they better start doing this in the show. Mm-hmm. When she's talking.
Hold on, my brain's bleeding.
When Miranda's talking about Che Diaz, she better say, well, they is so busy right now because they has a podcast and they has a pilot that's about to get picked up for them.
Wow. Really good.
Thank you.
And then Amber Heard will shit in a pie.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, again. What a day that I mean, this turnaround, the original Amber Turd was it, but it wasn't Viola's character. It was
no,
the other.
It was Olivia, Oh,
Octavia. Octavia's character. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I said I pulled this today because I was like, hasn't Ellen, the show, isn't it over with? I feel like we've had a year of the finals and it is over. It ended on the 26th.
Yeah, it is over. There are still people hosting it though.
Okay, so then that's wasn't what I got an confused old one. With.
Like why? Leslie Jones was like, I'm hosting the
and
Ellen
Tig
show
was.
Today.
And I was like, and I was Tig. Like yeah, and I'm so like, I'm like, so it's done because she just wanted to leave and go to Europe with
probably.
Portia?
Yeah.
Or Morocco. She's in Morocco.
Did you watch the finale?
No. Why? I know Jen Aniston looked good and cried.
Yeah, that was it. But also, she was like, for 20 seasons, we did this. I was like, it was 19. It was 19.
But so, she said, I ended on 19. Mm-hmm. I didn't end it last year. No. And I didn't end at 20 because that's the way it was negotiated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone does 20, so I did not. No.
No,
you
she,
really
yeah.
wanted to leave when all the shit went down. Mm-hmm. But you were like, I can't end it on this note.
No one hosted the show. Like, it was like, she was gone for the whole year.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm hosting Ellen. Like, Ellen never hosted her last season of her show.
I swear to God, like, two Kardashians were on every week.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Kardashian show. I was like, all right, but that must have got the ratings, so who
She's
cares?
She's like, this has been the best 19 years of my life. And then they were like, and cut. She's like, you fucking pieces of shit. Yeah, you know Ellen went with a bang.
No more dancing. No more scaring people about their worst phobias without letting them know. Yeah, she's done. Well, she's fine. She's rich and has fun and drinks with her wife.
I mean, you read this.
You don't have to do this anymore. You didn't have to do the show.
No. You just said vacations with wife in Morocco. I mean,
fun. She's
fine.
Yeah, sounds fun. The real Angeline, the show is on Peacock, refuses to watch the show. She does not like her portrayal. Who is it?
Emmy Rossi.
Rossi. And I think it's because it's based on
Rossum.
It's based on an article about Angeline. Mm-hmm. Therefore, she's a public figure. They wrote about her. She's not getting any money from this Peacock thing. So she's 71. She's still tooling around in her in her Corvette, and I can see why she's annoyed. But they're probably like, no, you're so weird. We don't even need to interview you. Like, we can just write this story. But I have to say, I don't think it's getting much buzz.
It's not getting much buzz, and I'm sad because I...
Is it good? You watched two episodes.
It's really good.
What do they say? Like, who paid for the billboards? Okay. Did she have some rich old man?
No.
I've always wondered.
That was one of the rumors. It was a guy that... I'm trying to remember if his name, I think, is Harold or Mitch or something like that. So she found this guy in the Yellow Pages, and she prayed to the gods and the fairies, and, you know, there's a whimsical aspect of the pages flowing, and she finds this guy. She goes over to him. She pitches, like, he's like, so what are you advertising? And she's like, me. And he's like, wow, this is mind-blowing. This has never been done before. So he's funding all of these...
But what is he getting out of it?
He's getting his numbers at the bottom of the billboard. So he's getting, like, agents and people who are curious about who Angeline is. And so...
Yeah, but then what did he get out of that?
He got out of it because they started bartering, like, other... You know, so she would have, like, Sunset and Vine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, these other billboard guys would be like, hey, we want Sunset and Vine. So he'd be like, well, we want it for...
Oh.
X amount of dollars.
So it's really just a billboard renting.
She's the billboard queen.
Got it.
Have you ever seen Angeline in public?
Yes, I have. Okay. A couple times. Once driving, once going to a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, I think she's one of those staples of L.A. Like, you know you've lived in L.A. long enough when you see XYZ.
She never has a husband.
I guess not.
A finance. That's kind of sad.
And... Angeline driving is definitely one for me. Also, A Palm Tree on Fire.
When does she get to a place where she probably shouldn't be driving? I mean, they said she's 71. I thought she was more like 80.
Well, she has a new car. She didn't have the Corvette. She had the Corvette, and now she has like a... It looks... I don't want to be wrong, but it probably am. It looks like a Tesla SUV. Like
but
one
she
of the,
still
one
has...
Of the sport, you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
You know, there's a pink...
And it's pink, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Did you see the pink Tesla that's in the...
It's probably her.
No, because she would have Angeline on the license.
Oh, yeah. It's got to say Angeline on the license. What does it say?
I think that person's just selling Mary Kay and a Tesla.
Oh, probably. But I love it. However, it is weird. I will say this. Like, I think Emmy Rossum, the persona is great. However, there are moments where she looks like Amanda Bynes.
In a weird blonde way.
In a weird blonde, like, because they age her.
Yeah.
It jumps from now to the 80s, and the storyline is like, oh, this is what happened. Then it cuts to the other person. They're like, that's not how it happened. It happened like this.
I do think it's weird that she's 71 and still has a voice like that. Like, you know, because usually as you age, your voice kind of ages with you, and mm-hmm. she's still, like, can do that.
She's from the Valley.
No, she's from the article said she's from Poland, but she said that's not true.
No, she's from the Valley.
Because she said that photo of her, they said this is her she's born in 1950. She claims it's not her. Okay, well, there we go.
It's a great show. Check it out on Peacock.
Speaking of your other favorite girl.
Oh, God.
Anna.
Ugh.
She was on Paris Hilton's show.
I saw.
But it was so weird because, like, Paris didn't speak.
No.
What the hell is going on with Paris's podcast? Her sister just has to run it. She's like, oh, this was too much fucking work. And I'm like, and why? And I'm like, there's no new scoop from this chick.
At all.
And she has a podcast.
Yeah.
She's starting a podcast in prison.
She had an art show. She sold all her drawings from prison. If you don't have an Anna Delvey collection, are you even a collector?
Yeah, and she's like, I never said I was a German heiress. They just assumed that. And I didn't. And then Nikki's like, so you were staying at this hotel. I was actually living across the street at the time. I bet we were in the same room at the same time. Who cares? And she's like, did you really not pay your bill? No, I wired the money. Are you still saying the wire?
Yes.
I'm just like, okay.
She still leads with that.
I think we're done with her.
Oh, she will always have a place in my heart.
I know you, because you do the voice really funny.
No, I'm just, she's so fascinating to me.
I saw that she was doing this, and I'm like, honestly, I'm sick of seeing her jailed face doing these podcasts. I don't care anymore. Like, I really don't. Why is she still in prison? I thought she was supposed to be, like, extradited or
that's
whatever.
That's what I thought.
Like,
away. That's the thing. She was supposed to be deported and then, like, missed the flight. So she's just still here.
She's like, no, here it's, you don't have to do any chores or anything. I have an iPad. I can do my podcast and my art, and I can write a book. And I'm like, God,
that's the thing.
You're living like every comedian.
Unless you're Che Diaz. Unless you're living that life.
Yes.
No, that's what I think. It's like Paris and Anna Delvey, like, talking, like, if I was listening to that podcast in my car, I would just ladybird out of the driver's seat. Just,
remember that? Cool. That was so
that's really hot. Yeah, it's really hot and exclusive. I'd be like, and I'm done.
Like, I watched some of the art show, and they just had, like, this is a call. This is a call from the da-da-da-da correctional facility. And they played it while people walked around with the art. And I'm like, all right. I mean, eventually.
That's why I'm looking up at the sky, just yelling for the asteroid to hit. That's because it's just.
It's happening.
Whew.
Okay, so this was kind of juicy, comedian-wise. I saw it coming, and finally I got all the scoop. I went to both of their pages. We're talking about D.L. Hughley versus Monique. So Monique went off. And now I don't know if it's when she got on stage that she went off. This is what I don't get.
Okay.
Or she went off after the show. They were supposed to do a show together at this theater. And she showed the contract, which her people did. Her company put it together. In which it said she is the headliner, she goes last, there's two other people, then there's DL, she's doing 45, DL's doing 40, the other people are doing like 15 and 10, okay? He then shows his UTA from his talent agency, just the deal memos that you get when someone gives you a deal that's like, you will be the only headliner, you're 100% the headliner, you know, this is the fees, and, you know, they blacked out that stuff. So I don't – what I need to know is who actually headlined, because it was all about who was supposed to headline. They're going back at each other. He's like, you've always been a problem. First, you said it was Oprah. You said it was the other guy that was a problem. You're the common denominator. You and your daddy, meaning her husband, you know, that has like ruined your career. You guys wrote the contract. I was the headliner. You were not the headliner. She's like, when I did Queens of Comedy, I was the headliner. When you did Kings of Comedy, you were the opener. Why would you be the closer? I would be the closer. Well, years ago, it doesn't matter. People that were headliners that are not headliners anymore. Like, I mean, people's careers change. If you ask me, I would have thought DL would have closed. But because I think he's a more like relevant person with his radio show and everything right now. But she kind of had a good point. She's like, you know, why is it the guy that has to headline? I just don't know. Like, how is this so miscommunicated? Like, who the headliner is?
Well, it's a lot of ego.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm going to go with Monique as the headliner. That's what I want, because she has been out of the spotlight for a while. So I want to see how bad this train wreck, if it is a train wreck, is going to be. Because, I mean, you haven't really seen her perform. She's just going to get up there and talk.
She's just
going to get up there and talk about how she's blacklisted from Hollywood. Because if that's the case, it looks better for DL, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well.
Well, she has some other shows coming up. And so this might be good PR for her, for people to go to shows and see what she's going to say, what she's going to talk some shit or not. But I'm just curious, did she, like, come out as not the headliner and was like, hey, motherfuckers, you're supposed to see me 45 minutes from now, but like, that's what I don't get. Like, did you spend your 40 minutes like ripping on DL and the mix up? And like,
it doesn't look good. And also like what they should have done is like share the ticket.
Well, I think he was
one of you does 45. The other one does 45. You get paid the same amount and you call it a night.
I think the promoters were thinking they were sharing the ticket, because the two people before them were not.
And they're both old school, too, where it's like, but no, I'm the headliner.
Yeah,
it's
but like, then I think that they were like, I mean, the times that I've done that, I've been like, I don't care. That's fine. Means I get to have my cocktail sooner. You want to go last? I don't care. Sometimes people are tired by the time the headliner comes on. Who cares?
Yeah.
But
when
yeah,
I used to open for Che Diaz before she stole my hair, we were very, we knew our places. And they're bigger now,
and they was funny.
And they was funny.
So this was all this. Oh, I noticed that.
Oh God, what did you do?
Well, they misspelled Norm Macdonald.
Oh, okay. Come on!
I swear they really did.
Yeah, I know.
They wrote they wrote, no, Norm Macdonald is, no, he is Norm Macdonald.
Yes, he okay? is.
But in the black screen, where is it? In this black screen, they go, Norm Macdonald kept his illness a secret for many years. So you guys, you should watch this because it's cool. In the summer of 2020, it goes on. He performed it alone in his living room, being Norm. He did it in one take. This is Norm Macdonald, nothing special.
Wow.
This was the video that they were showing on Netflix as a joke Instagram.
They
so I said, look, I know you didn't hire me for a Netflix special since 2016, in which you just bought my special that was done, but whatever. But you might want to hire me just as, and I make a lot of mistakes on the internet. I do a lot of misspellings, but I am sensitive to the Macdonald, McDonald.
Yeah.
It happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
And anyway, so yeah, I put a comment down.
What'd you say?
I just said, you spelled his name wrong in the last line. You wrote McDonald, not MacDonald. I know the difference. Come on, Netflix.
Oh, you should have spelled Netflix wrong.
But you know what? Nobody, I checked like hours later, no one even liked it. No one even cared.
You tried.
No one noticed or
you
fucking
tried.
Cared.
You
the
tried.
Only person that's going to care is a MacDonald or a McDonald. Anybody with the last name MacDonald or McDonald will be like, Heather, I hear you, and rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
But also, that's the Netflix Instagram account.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So
Bling Empire. You're watching Bling
yes,
Empire?
Yes, I love it. I love it. Can I?
Yes.
Can I just go off real quick?
Yeah.
I saw season one of Bling Empire. I was immediately obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the second season of Bling Empire.
Okay.
I love it even more. We're getting... same cast of characters, some new. We have Dorothy Wang is now in
that
it.
That was from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills
with my girl Morgan Stewart. But I'm here for Anna. I'm here for Christine.
Oh, but she's not. You know what? She's not in the in this poster though.
Who?
The Dorothy Wang is not.
Yeah.
Anyway, she finds Kane annoying and thirsty. Dorothy Wang, and I could really feel what this relationship was like.
Why?
Because Dorothy is like, oh my God, every time I ever walked in a room, this guy's been trying to get lunch with me for like 12 years. And he was, you know, he's like, Dorothy, let's... And she's like, well, that's because you were on a TV show 12 years ago and he's been trying to be on a reality show for 12 years. Well, now he's the bigger star and you're on his show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she said he tried to get her kicked out of a gym or something. It got real ugly.
The reason I love this show is because it's so ridiculously opulent, which I just think is so amazing. Like, Housewives, you know, it's very like...
Well, Housewives are so hit and miss. Some are really rich, some are not. All these people are really rich. Except for Kevin the Model. He's not rich.
Oh, Kevin the Model, but he's so cute. Like show us your dick already.
Well, they do. They make him, like, be in his bed in his underwear. They're like, your storyline's boring. You don't have any money.
He has, like, a mattress on the floor, and it's covered in, like, you know, fluids. But when you actually, like, that's, like, the first episode. They're like, let's see your bed. But when you shut down Rodeo Drive to have, like, a Chinese New Year party.
Yeah.
Everyone else go home. Go home. I'm obsessed with, I can't remember her name, this one right here.
Christine.
Is it Christy?
Christine is the one I met. I had dinner with her.
No. Christine is the one who's married to the prince.
Christine is in the white. Oh, well then who's this? Oh, this one's Kelly.
Kelly.
This one's Kelly is in the white. Christine, I couldn't tell because the hair. And then Christine is the one who's married to the doctor.
And that's the DJ. There's Anna.
DJ's really cute.
She's cute,
really
but
hot.
She stood up.
They told her to still.
I
feel like this is a very fake reality show. Extremely fake.
I like
That's,
that.
That's okay. Well, I'll try to get someone on the show.
I think it's so great.
Coyotes are sneaking into doggy doors in Woodland Hills.
Saw your
Instagram. Coyote took my Tory Burch flip flop and ate it and did a disgusting coyote shit in my backyard. And
it had coyote diarrhea.
Yeah, it did. And. You know, but they're brazen. They're breaking into homes because they know our DA won't prosecute them.
Look, it's so happy with that one.
Someone gave that to me, and I said, I'm using that. That's funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can steal from Sephora in the Cerritos Mall, and you can go into a Woodland Hills house through a doggy door.
But don't shit on Heather's pool deck.
Nancy Pelosi's husband got a DUI after he got in a car crash. No one was hurt, though. But then they found out that he actually killed his brother back in 1957 in a car crash. Anyway, yikes. That's why you get a driver when you go to Napa. When you come see us, June 17th. This looks really freaking juicy. Not to get political, but these are two juicy political stories. Kathleen, Hunter Biden's ex.
Mm-hmm.
I read this long article. It's about her book. It's coming out in a couple weeks, If We Break. And she talks about the moment she found out that he was having an affair with his dead brother's widow. Remember that?
Ew.
I feel like not enough people got into how juicy that was.
Ooh.
And she found out because her daughters found out. Her daughters somehow looked in his phone or something and saw text between their Aunt Haley or Hallie. I think her name's Hallie.
Dad.
And their dad. And wow. That's when she was like, okay, I guess we need to get divorced now. Because like otherwise she'd put up with all the addiction, all the stuff, and then the prostitutes and all these other things that he did. She was always put up with it. And then this was kind of the final thing.
Oh, so finally, a presidential scandal.
So then she got divorced and she's like, you know. But her daughter's still getting married at the White House, even though she's not as close with Joe and Jill Biden anymore. If my daughter remotely had a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and her grandpa was the president,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, I don't care if it's a cosplay. I don't care. You need to get married before the end of grandpa's term.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. He's also old or whatever. I'm just saying we need to do it first term, not wait till the second. Even if you're not dating anyone, let's have a marriage. Let's have a wedding come on.
Yeah.
A wedding at the White House.
In the Rose Garden. I want to sleep in the spooky Lincoln bedroom.
I don't know if people could all spend the night there.
Oh, I'll ask.
Okay. But anyway, I think I'll be reading this book. I always talk about Elon Musk. Oh, speaking of Elon Musk, I thought this was weird. Owen Wilson, yeah. His tires were stolen outside of his house in Santa Monica off his Tesla.
Yeah.
I would think that in this day and age, and a brand new car like a Tesla, that would be very hard to take tires off of.
Well, they have found out who the person was.
Oh, they did?
It was those damn Woodland Hills coyotes. I'll see you in hell, coyotes, he said. They're going after flip-flops by Tory Burch and Tesla tires. Now, also...
The comments were kind of funny in this.
Don't you have a Ring camera?
Yeah, but still, so did Dorit. Dorit had her robbers on the Ring camera, too. And same with the people that are filming the people stealing at the Cerritos Mall. Everyone has hoodies on.
But no
everyone
one does
has a COVID thing. Mask.
Yeah.
It's very hard to tell who people are. But Owen.
I love how this was news.
Well, the only reason I put it in because I just thought some of the comments were funny after.
Okay, good.
Funny and mean, okay? But no, they're like,
I'll humor
they're
you,
like,
Heather.
What does he need tires for? He never goes visits his kids. Oh. You know how he has like three kids and he has like three kids with three different babies mamas and he only visits one.
Damn.
That was a pretty good page six commenter, whoever that was.
That's a pretty good dig.
Pretty good dig.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I saw this last night before bed, and thank you.
This is from New York Post. This girl says, I have a protruding belly button, and people say the same thing when they see it, okay?
What?
I don't know what people say. Oh, I think they believe, you know, it looks like...
What?
It looks like a short, fat penis.
An SFP?
Short, fat penis.
SFPE, short fat penis energy.
Then, of course, I started reading those comments, and a lot of people were, like, diagnosing exactly what it was. And they're like, you need to take that, get that removed and take care of it. But by having it, she's gained 3 million people on TikTok.
Give her a show.
When you do the Lizzo dance with that thing twirling around.
See, I don't see a short, fat penis. I see Gonzo's nose.
Oh, yeah.
From the Muppets. But also, I feel kind of bad because, like, think about it. Imagine going to the pool. Imagine having a pool day and she comes out and say she's got, like, a caftan on or, like, a sarong or something. And she's a beautiful girl, right? And then she slowly takes it off and then she, like, pulls down the shorts. It's like,
how? But, like, how has she, like, gotten through? I understand if you're in, like, a third world country. And I understand mm-hmm. people are to say America could be a third world country too. Maybe she didn't have insurance or whatever. But I just can't believe that in this day and age, even if her mom didn't get it done, that like a friend's mother wouldn't be like, listen,
yeah.
I'm going to take you to a doctor. You know, there's a way that we can do this. Like
cosmetic surgery.
Yes. Like who? But then at what point did like, did some guy see it and kind of like it? And then she realized it's kind of special.
Don't go there.
And now.
Now I'm going there.
How have you just started going there? The minute I saw it, I thought it was like another.
Like people playing with it, yes. with their feet and like sucking on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that nub in my mouth. Gross.
I, at this point, though, if you have 3 million TikTok followers and you can make some money off of TikTok or OnlyFans with that mm-hmm. thing, I think don't get rid of it now.
Yeah, only buttons. That's it. I think that's.
On that note, Justin, thank you for staying here. Thank you for staying long. We had to stop yeah. the show in the middle to do the breaking news. You're just a delight.
Thanks.
I'm so excited for our fun weekend. Let mm-hmm. us know what connections you have to wineries and restaurants. DM me or email me at therealheathermcdonald@gmail.com.
How do you spell it?
Therealheathermcdonald, not Mac, Mcdonald@gmail.com. And, of course, go to heathermcdonald.net right now to get your tickets. Listen to Justin's amazing podcast, Just Saying.
Which I have to have you on. You got to come on. Why?
I'm kidding. I will do it.
You don't like haunted basements?
Of course I will do it. Of course I would be happy to do it. Yeah. It's Just Saying.
Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Yes.
Just Saying is a great name. And that's it.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you too.